Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Given that sci-fi movies are so often concerned with exploring the unknown and encountering entities of dubious friendliness, it's not terribly surprising that death is a common occurrence in the genre. Aliens, time-traveling robots, intergalactic savages, global plagues, and the vacuum of space are just a few of the many dangers sci-fi movie characters need to keep their eyes peeled for, and which they so often don't. There's nothing quite like a movie death which catches audiences off guard and leaves them thoroughly shook, and the sci-fi genre is certainly no exception to that. I'm Jess from What Culture, here are 10 sci-fi movie deaths that came out of nowhere. Number 10, Kane, Alien. The death of Kane in Ridley Scott's original Alien film is the film's unassailable shit just got real moment, where viewers learn the grim ultimate outcome of him being attacked by a facehugger earlier on. Kane initially appears to be recovering well once the creature is coaxed away from him, but shortly after sitting down to eat dinner with the rest of the Nostromo's crew, he begins coughing and convulsing. After Kane briefly writhes around on the dinner table, the infant xenomorph forcefully bursts out of his chest, killing him instantly. It remains one of the most brilliantly traumatic and unexpected deaths in general movie history, and is made all the more effective by the cast not being told exactly what was about to happen. Their shocked reactions are at least semi-genuine. Number 9, Julian Taylor, Children of Men. Technically astonishing sci-fi thriller Children of Men is full of jaw-dropping moments, not the least of which is the totally left-of-field demise of protagonist Theo's ex-wife Julian, less than 30 minutes into the movie. Julian meets her surprise death during a delirious single-take chase sequence, being shot in the head by an attacking gang without any ceremony or sentimentality whatsoever. One second she's alive, and the next she's gone. But what makes the death even more of a shocker is the fact that Moore's name was plastered all over the film's marketing, and the trailers made every possible effort to convince audiences she had a major role. Better still, this rug pull was years before the Marvel Cinematic Universe practically made an art form out of producing intentionally misleading trailers. Number 8, Dr. Copper, The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing is a film which thrives on its intense unpredictability. Neither the audience nor the movie's characters are ever sure of who can be trusted or who may be hosting the titular extraterrestrial entity. This pays off in spectacularly horrifying fashion then, when Norris suffers a heart attack and Dr. Copper attempts to resuscitate him with a defibrillator. As he applies the shock paddles to Norris's chest, however, his chest caves in and transforms into a giant toothed mouth, immediately biting off Copper's hands and leaving him to die from either blood loss or shock. While it wasn't terribly surprising that Norris died at some point in the movie, the sheer grotesque weirdness of his demise is something nobody saw coming, and it's all the more nauseatingly effective as a result. Number 7, John Connor, Terminator Dark Fate. Terminator Dark Fate may have been the best, or rather least worst, Terminator movie for over 15 years, but many fans were left immediately infuriated by its extremely controversial opening scene. Dark Fate's first scene takes place in 1998, where Sarah Connor and her son John are living the easy life in Guatemala after seemingly averting Judgment Day forever at the end of Terminator 2. But because sequels need to happen, a T-800 shows up and hastily murders John, setting in motion a sequel which basically acts as a quasi-reboot rehash of the first two films of the series. Fans were understandably irate that the character around which the entire series revolved was killed off simply to clear the path for a new John Connor substitute, Danny Ramos. all in the hopes of giving the Terminator franchise enough life for a new trilogy of films. It evidently backfired horribly once word of mouth spread that John died in the first 4 minutes. Many fans opted not to watch it, which combined with the disinterest of general audiences, causing the film to bomb spectacularly at the box office. Given that James Cameron himself vocally protested the deaths of his alien characters Hicks and Newt in Alien 3, many found it both hypocritical and in poor taste for him as a credited story writer on Dark Fate to give John the same treatment here. Number 6. Wash Serenity. Joss Whedon is the patron saint of getting audiences to care deeply about characters only to kill them off in the most heart-wrenchingly depressing way possible. Case in point, we have Serenity, the big screen follow-up to his cult classic sci-fi TV series Firefly. Though beloved pastor Shepard Book was killed halfway through the movie, that wasn't exactly a massive surprise considering the character's age and the peripheral role he played in the story. Far more jolting was the third act death of Serenity's pilot, Wash, a sure fan favorite character and seemingly vital member of the central cast. After gingerly piloting the ship through an epic space battle between the Alliance and the Reavers, he makes a crash landing which seems to imply a safe breather for both the crew and the audience. But mere seconds later, Wash is fatally impaled by a Reaver harpoon, and in an instant, he's gone. There's no death speech or emotional farewell with his wife Zoe, he's simply here 1 minute and gone the next. Not a single solitary soul saw this coming, though in the years since, fans have basically trained themselves not to get too attached to any Whedon creations, no matter how likable they are.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5. Ren. Cube. Cube is admittedly a film that offers up a pretty grim statement of intent from the outset, when in its very first scene, a man named Alderson gets sliced into meaty chunks by one of the Cube's traps. Even so, the next batch of participants seems to have a secret weapon on their side, given that they're accompanied by legendary escape artist Ren. The early implication is that Ren will probably make it to the end of the movie, if not close, but after delivering a confident, rabble-rousing monologue, he enters a trap room only to immediately find himself sprayed in the face with corrosive acid. Though the other participants drag him out of the room, within a few moments the acid has eaten through his face and killed him. Offing the most capable character 15 minutes into the movie was nothing if not a confirmation that survival wouldn't be a picnic for those who remained. And it sure wasn't. Number 4. Carolyn Fry. Pitch Black. Forgetting the middling sequels which followed it, Pitch Black is an ultra-stylish sci-fi horror flick that introduced audiences to steely, grizzled hero Riddick. It's a ludicrously entertaining genre vehicle built on the uneasy partnership between Riddick and the docking pilot Carolyn Fry, both of whom seem capable enough that maybe, just maybe, they might survive. And even if you figured Carolyn might die in a pivotal moment, her death at the tail end of the movie nevertheless came totally out of nowhere. After helping rescue Riddick from a bioraptor attack, poor Carolyn finds herself suddenly impaled by one of the creatures, which promptly drags her off into the night, and she's never seen again. Given that Carolyn had clearly earned the right to survive at this point in the movie, it was a total gut punch, especially with the momentary tease that Riddick had stabbed her himself. It's terrifically executed, completely shocking, and helps end the movie on a total bummer note, despite Riddick making it out in one piece. Number 3. First Scanner – Scanners. David Cronenberg's Scanners offers up one of the most disgustingly badass introductions of any character in sci-fi movie history. By having villainous telepath Scanner, Daryl Revick, demonstrate his skills on a fellow Scanner. Louis Del Grant plays a Scanner working for a private military company, CONSEC, and who attempts to show off his abilities at a marketing event. Revick volunteers to participate in his demonstration, but in mere moments, it's clear that Revick has his own set of powers and quickly takes control of the situation. Even so, at this point, audiences weren't quite sure what to expect, and certainly not that the scene would conclude with Revick forcing the poor guy's head to explode into a shower of blood and brain matter. If you didn't know what a Cronenberg movie was before this scene, you sure as hell did afterwards. Number 2. Supreme Leader Snoke – Star Wars: The Last Jedi. When Supreme Leader Snoke was introduced in Star Wars: The Force Awakens, it seemed pretty definite that he was set up to be the new trilogy's Thanos, an overarching big bad who would end up fighting Rey and the other heroes in the third movie. But in a highly controversial act of subverting expectations, writer-director Rian Johnson decided to off him in the middle of the trilogy's second entry, The Last Jedi. When Rey is taken to Snoke's throne room, the last thing on the audience's mind is the possibility of Snoke not making it out of this situation alive. And yet, mere minutes later, Kylo Ren uses his force powers to activate the Skywalker lightsaber and slice Snoke in half. It's a death which split not only Snoke, but also the fanbase firmly down the middle, with many deeming it unsatisfying and an example of empty shock value storytelling, while others felt it was a bold attempt to dispense with the series' expected narrative trajectory. Either way you want to look at it, freaking nobody saw this coming. And if nothing else, everybody had an opinion on it. Number 1. David Dunn – Glass. M. Night Shyamalan's follow-up to Unbreakable and Split Glass wasn't really the movie anyone expected at all. For though it was obvious Shyamalan was going to offer up a stripped-down, lower-budget spin on the typical superhero film, nobody figured he'd make quite such aggressive attempts to deny audiences a satisfying ending. The film infamously concludes with the deaths of all three of its main characters, and while the demises of both Glass and the Horde weren't terribly surprising given their villainous statures, the anticlimactic death of hero David Dunn left a far more sour note. Glass ends with Dunn, whose kryptonite is water, being drowned in a puddle by an anonymous goon. And that's basically it. It was a death so lacking in pomp and circumstance that viewers clearly expected him to be rescued somehow. But alas, he's simply shoved in a puddle and wiped out. On the one hand, you can laud Shyamalan for eschewing the usual superhero grandstanding and committing to such a bleak and unceremonious end, especially as it effectively murdered a potential cash cow for him and his cast. But for many, it was entirely counter to what they wanted to see.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.